In Georgia, efforts to punish the prosecutor who charged Donald Trump and 18 others with election interference have amplified a divide among the former president's supporters and the rest of the state's GOP. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports on the rift.
It didn't take long after a sweeping racketeering indictment was filed for Republicans to denounce the charges and demand action. First Up called for a special legislative session to strip funds from Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis's office and potentially remove her from the job. That push is led by freshman State Senator Colton Moore, speaking here about it on the Charlie Kirk Show.
I mean, this is disgusting. We have a district attorney using taxpayer money, using her government authority to persecute her political opponent to the tune of the death penalty.
Willis is not seeking to execute Donald Trump or anyone else for their efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election, but it's the type of extreme rhetoric used by Moore and other Trump supporters in their quest to punish the prosecutor. On the pro-Trump right, the effort is gaining steam, thanks in part to a co-sign from the former president himself.
Highly respected Georgia State Senator Colton Moore deserves thanks and congratulations of everyone for having the courage and conviction to fight the radical left lunatics who are so badly hurting the great state of Georgia and, frankly, the USA itself.
But in the state capitol, the effort to undermine Willis has hit several roadblocks. The first one, math. Calling a special session would require three-fifths of Georgia's lawmakers in each chamber, which means convincing Democrats to join. It also means having way more support than the three Republican lawmakers who are publicly backing it. Most colleagues have rejected a special session as a, quote, publicity and fundraising campaign. Governor Brian Kemp is also among the GOP figures who pushed back on the idea as impossible and politically irresponsible.
The last time we were talking about special sessions here in the state of Georgia, just a few weeks later, the Republican majority lost two U.S. Senate races.
Just like in 2020, when some on the right called for a special session to overturn the presidential election results, Kemp warns that a focus on the past could cost the GOP in the future. That's why he's also opposed to plans from other Republican lawmakers to investigate Willis using a new prosecutor oversight panel. The fight over Willis illustrates the fault lines within the Republican Party over Trump. Take this comment at a rally for Senator Moore's ill-fated push for a special session. It's from Brian Pritchard, a vice chairman of the Georgia GOP, about the state's governor, secretary of state, and attorney general.
And they say you never say anything negative about a Democrat. You never say a negative word about a Democrat. I do. I never fail to mention Brian Kemp, Brad Raffensperger, and Tess Carr.
All three of those are conservative Republicans, and all three survived pro-Trump primary challengers in the 2022 midterms, winning in blowout fashion. The disconnect between Donald Trump and other popular GOP leaders will continue to be on display in Georgia heading into next year. Polls show he is still the runaway favorite to be the party's presidential nominee, even as voters in key states and from both parties have rejected his vision in recent elections. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.